enjoy the show?
Is enjoy that what it? You were gonna why don't say? We try to just, why don't we just say that? Enjoy the show.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thanks, Elgin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Thursday, March 28th. I'm here with Minda.
Yeah, you are.
And it's been an interesting week. A lot has transpired in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've been a little out of the loop. I'm going to need you to fill me in.
You're always out of the fucking loop,
I'm a
man.
Little out of the loop now. Once I realized everyone was corrupt, I just kind of checked out mentally.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, on the current events front, at least. Well, I know some of the big stuff.
Yeah. Well, some of the things we're going to talk about today, they caught I saw that video. You had to have seen the video on Facebook of some black dude beating the shit out of some poor old black lady on the subway. Yeah.
What? What happened?
Well, so you didn't see it.
No.
Some black dude was kicking the shit out of some poor old black lady sitting on the subway. Everybody's like, people were watching, so we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Cardi B admits that she's a bit like Cosby, and she drugged and robbed a bunch of her, guys who thought they were going to get laid, taking her home from the strip club when she worked there.
Oh, yeah, but that's not like Cosby.
Nah, she's a fucking thief, man.
Yeah, that's
woman needs to go.
She rolled some desperate
she
guys.
Rolled not some, a bunch.
Well.
When I was at the Robot open mic last night, I said, I got to admit, I got robbed and drugged by Cardi B. Whatever the fuck
yeah,
she does.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah. Jussie Smollett, charges just dropped.
What?
Gone. Nothing. All that shit gone.
Oh,
nothing
weird.
Happened.
Yeah. Oh, who'd he pay off?
And we're also going to discuss filmmaker Jordan Peele's controversial comments about never hiring a white man as his lead role. And we're going to talk about that. So you guys on Facebook, be ready to comment whatever you want to do. It was fun last night. I went to the Robot Brewing Company for the open mic last night.
Okay.
Thanks to Lilo for helping me get on. I got on the show on the second group of five, which was cool.
Okay, so you mean you?
I didn't sit around all night. No,
you stepped over the bucket system.
No, my name was in the bucket, and they pulled my name.
There you go. That's all you got to say.
You know what I mean? I mean,
lucky
I put super glue over the fucking paper.
Well, whatever
sticky
you gotta,
notes.
Whatever you got to do to get ahead.
Why not? And we got to work on some new material. It was weird because the jokes that you would think that the crowd would be okay with. They weren't. And then the ones you don't think they're going to be okay with were.
Okay. Well, I mean, that happens occasionally. I'm not quite sure why you're assessing the word weird to this situation. Were you doing very young college-y jokes to college kids and they weren't getting them? Or
No,
that's what's usually in there.
I just told my hashtag not me, me too joke.
Oh.
You know, and I didn't think the women, but they got it. The women understood it. I love that joke now because women used to grow. Now I love it because I bring them along. They're all ready to go. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, you know what I mean? I love just redirection.
Yeah.
Just love that stuff.
Okay.
So it's always great to have that happen.
So that worked well last night or not so well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you got to hit some open mics. Tonight you and I are doing a show at the new West Pines Comedy Room.
That is correct.
At the Il Toscano Italian restaurant in Pembroke Pines. It's sold out. You can't get tickets.
So
you're fucked.
You're kind of like screwed till next time.
You're fucked. That's it. And but Saturday, there's still tickets Saturday for the Cricket Comedy Club, where I'll be there along with Jim Moran, John Lovelace, I think is on the show, some fucking magician. You know, the last time I worked with a magician, he made the crowd disappear.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, fucking magician opening up for a comic.
Well, it depends on the kind of magician you are. We pretty much only book one magician at our room, and he's a comedy magician, and he's fabulous. So that's, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard, especially if the magician is not doing anything comedic in nature.
Right.
It's like an odd mix. I only mix it up when the magician is like a comic as well.
Right. Yeah. And he's got to be, you can't be a hacky comic. Because yeah, sometimes you got these magicians that, you know, they oh, yeah, so anyway, and they do hacky jokes along with their,
yeah,
their fucking 10-cent, you know, magician acts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, this, look, I got this beer bottle in a bag. How many times I've seen somebody do that fucking trick or the bowling ball trick?
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, I think any magician, just like a comedian, you want to come out with original tricks.
Yeah.
You know, you doing the same old tricks that everyone does kind of isn't that
inspiring. No, it's
inspiring.
Fucking boring. No one wants to see that. It's like dog tricks.
Yeah.
Okay, jump through the hoop. Yay. Okay, walk on your hind legs. Ooh. Enough of that shit.
I'm not a big, like, huge magic girl myself, but again, we bring Matt Price in every year, and
yeah,
he's
Matt's
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, like him. I think I might have met him the first time at one of your rooms.
Yeah, that's where.
Tavolino's.
Yeah, we got him in there. By the way, Mark says, the amazing Jonathan was the only funny magician ever.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and I met him at the World Series of Comedy several years ago, and his health wasn't good, and he was saying he was trying to find a lookalike that he could train to do his act, to carry on the amazing Jonathan act.
Yeah?
It's kind of like Gallagher getting his brother.
Okay.
To do his shit.
I didn't know Gallagher did that.
Yeah, Gallagher's brother took over the act.
Weird.
When Gallagher had a heart attack.
Okay.
You know.
Well, you know, you don't want to cancel any dates.
No, but you know,
even in death, you want to keep the date.
Yeah, maybe I should find someone that looks like me.
Okay.
That I can send on the road when I'm tired of traveling.
I don't think you're there yet.
No.
Not yet. Soon.
What, you think I can't find somebody as handsome as me?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was saying.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Any rate, so that's what's been going on. So Saturday night, go to the Cricket Comedy Club, which is at the VFW in Oakland Park. And the week after, I'm going to be at Spill the Beans.
Wow.
On Saturday night here in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
At the Underground's Coffee House. So go to Eventbrite, has tickets on there you can buy. And that always sells out. And then I'm headlining for the first time at Zany's in Chicago.
That's exciting
news. April, yeah, April 18th,
right.
Or 5th, 18th or the 20th or something like that.
Do Zany's sell out too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to be in St. Charles, the barn they call it.
Okay.
So go to DougieAlmeida.com. I got a bunch of shit coming
up. Oh my gosh, just a full calendar of dates.
We got Ahmed coming to the Tavolino's in May.
Ooh.
He's amazing. I'm so glad he's a good buddy. So he's coming to do the shows.
Nice.
And we got Florentine coming to Tavolino's in July.
Perfect.
You know, so go to Tada Productions on Facebook to catch all the shows on there. All right. So let's start with this. You know, everybody had to have seen this video on Facebook. I think it came out last week. Was this black guy, maybe in his 30s or 40s. And the video starts off with him, some poor old black lady sitting in the fucking subway. And this guy just starts kicking her. Like, kicking her in the head. And it's like, for what reason?
Is he on, like, drugs?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like he had a joint
something.
Or
maybe
something.
Maybe he's, like, cray-cray.
No, I mean, and you know, he got mad at the guy for... And here's the thing. Everybody was filming it.
Nobody helped the lady?
Nobody helped the fucking lady.
That's worse than the guy attacking
him. Yeah. I mean, if I was standing there and watched his punk ass doing that, I would have fucking pummeled him. Now, I imagine not everybody has, you know, a fighting background. Where they may not have felt that, you know, the guy was nervous. You
was
know
it
I mean?
Like all white people standing around?
You couldn't tell. Nobody put the camera on themselves.
Yeah, I thought maybe the other cameras caught the people with the cameras.
You would have thought that would have been great. Hey, let's see the cowards sitting back filming the fucking thing.
Yeah, that's what I would have liked to have seen.
They just kept kicking this lady.
Publicly shame those who watched. I don't know why nobody intervened on that. I'm... not even of a fighting background, but
you
would have
done something?
I feel like I would have. Definitely if I was there with Dan, we would have done something because he's like a big guy. All by myself, you know, I would have looked for some support
right.
in my helping.
You would try to enroll people with you?
Maybe, or just like be like, get that guy off of her, you
right.
know, like, or try to pull the old lady away. I don't know. It's like when you're a girl, it's hard. you know, you got to size up the situation you're getting into.
Yeah, I listen, it's amazing. It's almost like if a video that came out from spring break right here in Oakland Park, Florida, two young black men try to rob these kids from Indiana who are here on spring break. Did you see that video?
No.
And these guys, this guy comes up with a gun, puts like a shirt, this black kid comes, runs from around a gas station, comes up to the kid, you know, with the mask around his, he comes up and pulls a gun, like, give me, I don't know what he's trying to do. And all these young college kids, like, there was one guy who was, looked gay as fuck. He didn't even, like, he had his hands up the whole time. And then his other buddy, and they all started fighting with the black guy.
Oh, they fought him?
Yeah,
then?
They fought him off.
He had a gun and they fought him?
And he didn't shoot him. Couldn't believe he didn't shoot him.
Thank God.
Must that's not have had any bullets in the gun.
Well, thank goodness, whatever the reason. Maybe he just thought twice about killing someone over money.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't worth it.
Hopefully.
And then, you know, they started fighting, and the one fucking pussy guy, because, you know, guys have friends like that. Like, you know, I had friends like that. Like, we'd get in fights, and then, you know, there's some of us who would always fight. You know, like, we would be known, okay, we're going to fucking do it. And then we had the pussy friends, Hans Guth, I won't mention any names, who would never get involved. They would always sit back and probably, you know, because they'd probably get their ass beat.
Yeah.
And they're not fighters.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I was always, when something happened, I was one of the first to jump out. I felt my duty
mm-hmm.
to defend my friends.
Okay, good.
Right?
I guess. I never really had to fight anyone on anyone.
I know. You're only talking about the fight you had on New Year's Eve in New York one time.
Well, I had that fight. I had two fights in middle school. I think those are all the fights.
That's it?
Well, I mean, I fought judo, so I was legally fighting people all the time.
Right, but
so, like, I probably got most of my aggression out there.
Right. So, well, you see, that's it. You have a judo background, so you could have went to that guy and flipped him over, the old lady.
I could have.
Yeah, he would have been surprised. He'd be like, this white bitch just fucking threw me.
Probably. You know, it was just like, you wonder, like, during the flip, is he going to stab me? You know, like, those are the kinds of things I would probably think about before jumping in there.
Hmm.
People are crazy.
I just, you know, listen, if you're ever in a situation, some poor lady's getting her ass beat, if you even if it's three little weaklings... Three fucking weaklings.
Well, people band together, yes. You can get it done.
Band of the hand. Four or five people get together and can beat the shit out of anybody.
Yeah.
For the most part. Unless they're trained. I mean, if I had four schmucks after me, it'd be funny. I had that happen once. And this was back in like a bar fight kind
of
thing.
And you fought all four of them off?
No, well, I was fighting. One guy started a fight with me, and I floored. I dropped him fucking in the first, you know, just hit him. Can somebody get my fucking dog?
He wants to be part of the podcast.
Yeah. So so I dropped this guy, and all of a sudden two of his friends then came at me, and it was like, you know, it was like a Benny Hill skit, really.
Okay.
And I felt bad. None of these, you know, it's really funny when somebody throws a punch at you and you know they can't throw a punch.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So you know, it's funny, and then you look like a fucking hero, you know, like a hero when people, you know.
Yeah, when you take down four guys all by yourself, that's heroistic
mm-hmm.
stuff. I don't know if heroistic is a word, but we're gonna go.
I'm
with
gonna
that.
Let you do that. You could screw it.
What? No. I don't. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Are you?
I mean, within reason. Not like an orgy lover. That would be gross.
Oh, well, I don't think that'd be gross.
Well, you don't, because you're disgusting. But
I'm not
a regular
I'm a man.
Girl. Well, I don't know if all men think orgies are awesome.
They are.
No, well, some guys aren't.
Guys with little dicks don't think they're awesome.
Well, I mean.
Right, because a guy with a little dick's going to be sitting there going, oh, I'll stand over here.
Some guys just aren't orgy guys.
Right.
Per Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard, he dropped into the Miami Improv.
Yeah,
what about that?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, well, listen, Miami Improv, great. I've been reaching out to them for a while now, and I haven't heard back.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not.
I want to
Miami
promote them.
Is.
I want to help promote the show, but if I'm not a part of the team, and you know,
yeah,
I mean, you know, listen, I should probably go there.
You do travel a lot.
Yeah, but I, you know,
those are mainly weekend gigs.
Well, but fuck, you know, I would rather go to Miami Improv than Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I guess.
You know, if you're listening, Miami, yeah, you know, and again, who the fuck, you know what I mean? It's like. You know, and whatever. You know, I don't fucking get into it.
Okay,
I don't
sorry.
Want to mention I even have a good friend of mine that keeps having shows that is a real good buddy of mine. Oh, I'm sorry, next one. I'm really getting pissed at this fucking guy.
Whoa.
No, you know, it's like these are people that you've taken on the road and done shit for and helped out, and now they have their own fucking show at the Improv, and they're like, oh, sorry, next one. Oh, you know, oh, yeah, oh, next one.
Okay. I didn't know I was hitting a nerve. I was just pumped that Jerry Seinfeld walked in. I was like, man, that sucks. I would have loved to have been on.
It would have been great to have been there.
Well, I think that's what everyone feels like. I think that's like such a random thing, though. Who would ever know? You know, I mean, I heard even Brad Williams was losing his shit that Jerry Seinfeld walked in there, you know, and it's not just like you or I or, you know, the local host freaking out. It's like the headliner that night freaking out. You know how many headliners were like, oh, man, I wish I was there when Jerry Seinfeld walked in.
And then had to follow him.
Well, no, he didn't have to.
No. He went up after.
He went up after because he was actually, I guess, supposed to come mid-set and Brad was going to bring him on. And he was going to do his thing, and then Brad was going to come back. But I guess 2 minutes before Brad's about to end, still no Jerry Seinfeld. And right as he's rapping, they get the note. He's in the building.
You don't want to do that. Yeah.
And so he went up for 15 after Brad, which is best case scenario for Brad Williams.
Anthony Terzo, who hosted that week.
That's who told me the story.
Yeah, he was telling me it was great because, you know, Eric Myers was featuring, who's a beast. And, you know, Brad Williams is a very funny guy. And if those don't know him as a comic, he's a small person.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a bit of an, you know, it's like a real big fat guy, small guy, things like that.
Okay.
You know, they have an advantage for comedy. Or like a guy with a guitar, a person with a guitar.
Yeah, they got a shtick.
A fucking puppet. Okay. You know, like a prop comic. All these people have advantages over the average person who just says funny things.
Perhaps.
You know, so if you're a small person, you have an advantage because you can, like, walk around and go, oh, he's funny, you know. Doesn't have to say much.
Wasn't he in, like, movies and
A funny comic. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not saying he gets along because of his height. I'm saying that he's a funny... But I'm saying But I imagine it's not a good day at the improv when you got, oh, who's my opening act? Oh, Eric Myers. Great.
Oh, God. No, Eric's amazing. Well, Eric got me into
he
comedy.
Fell off. He was supposed to be at the Key West... Comedy Key West this weekend coming up, and he's not going to be there anymore.
Oh, no. Well, maybe he has something else going on.
The club owner told me he fell off the wagon again.
Oh, I don't know.
He canceled the shows. They're pissed.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, but Eric Myers announced on Facebook that he's got engaged today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I don't know
what
the hell's going on. That's fantastic.
Well, maybe he's, you know, still... has his shit together, but maybe he got engaged and kind of said, you know what, I'd rather celebrate this than do that.
I don't think so. I don't buy that.
Yeah?
I think he got engaged to save, like, he needs help. Like, help me.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
And I'm concerned because I got him booked when we start back at Isla Mirada at the Island Grill. We're going to start back in August, so I got him scheduled for September. So I'm nervous.
I had no idea bringing up Seinfeld was going to hit so many points with you.
This is a free-flowing show,
Holy
Mindy. You know that.
Holy shit, this is amazing.
We try to stick to some sort of a...
Okay, well,
you know.
This is what I can say, is I have no idea what his future schedule is like. Hopefully, I'm going to say maybe an engagement bodes well as in the
controlling,
sense...
Controlling, like, you know, he has a good woman behind him.
Perhaps, or, you know, I don't know a lot of girls who would feel open to saying yes under stressful conditions. Yeah. So, you know, I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping everything is going well.
Don't want to say yes to a guy who overdoses all the time and fucking falls off.
Whatever the issues are, I honestly was only acquainted with sober Eric my whole life. So
yeah, I never hung around crackhead Eric. Because that's the nickname he got. He got the crack. That was his nickname.
I don't know if that was that what he. I always saw him
nickname.
On Red Bulls.
Back in the day, he got a nickname like that because he was supposed to do. He was supposed to work at a club, and they found him out by the dumpster, high on crack. So that's where he ended up getting his nickname.
I didn't even know that was his affliction.
Lenny Travis one time he thought that was like a stage name. So one time when he first met him, he goes, "Oh, you're crackhead, Eric."
That's like me texting the wrong person about them.
Yeah.
Because I've done that a handful of times. I've done it like three times. And I've done it once to somebody who actually got the text that was supposed to go to another person that was about them.
Ooh.
They received the text while standing in front of me.
Wow.
And go, oh, I got a text from you. And then they read the text, which was clearly not supposed to be to them, but was about them. And let's just say hashtag super awkward.
Yeah, my wife said she sent me a text that's supposed to go to her friend Cheryl, and I couldn't figure it out. It just said, you know, I was like, when did you?
Well, that's not so bad. But if she was
talking
shit on
Cheryl, when you said bring your strap
on,
I was a little nervous.
Oh God!
It's like, bring your strap on to dinner, honey. Oh, it's supposed to go to Cheryl. No, I'm only kidding. It's just wishful thinking. All right. So Eric Myers.
So,
comic.
One day maybe I'll meet Jerry Seinfeld. I would love to be on the show. You know,
when it happens,
I blow up. comedians with coffee thing.
Right.
Just I'll drink coffee. I'll ride in the car. Whatever.
Would you?
Oh my God.
Yeah, of course.
Holy shit.
So would Dan give you a pass if you
pass
would you bang
what?
Jerry Seinfeld?
No, I wouldn't bang Jerry Seinfeld. My admiration for him isn't sexual in nature.
Come on, you could always say, "Hey, you know, I banged Jerry Seinfeld."
No, I don't. No, I don't find that to be.
So if Jerry Seinfeld
credit.
Said, "Hey, Mindy, you wanna go?"
No,
okay.
I would not have sex with Jerry Seinfeld. Mm. Despite, I mean, look, I loved Larry David too. I'm not going to bang him.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at him.
They're just well.
He looks too much like Randy Singer.
Right.
And by the way, speaking of that fucking creep, you know, that guy, I just found out, I find out more and more about this guy, the shit he said. He contacted he actually contacted Randy Singer, the guy who books the Black Box Theater in Boca, who I will never work at, so I don't give a fuck what I say, to where 99% of everybody that meets him thinks he's a fucking douchebag. Let's just face it. Everybody, no one has a good story about Randy Singer. But I found out about a year ago that he actually contacted another club owner and suggested that I not get hired anymore by him.
Why would he care?
Well, because he's a fucking asshole. And you know what? This is why the next time I see him, I may just kick him like he's on a fucking subway, and I hope somebody films it.
Okay. Well, we can make that happen.
Don't jump
for you.
In. If I'm beating the shit out of Randy Singer, nobody better fucking jump in.
Well,
there's
that's a guy-on-guy thing. I think that's a different scenario than a guy beating up an old lady.
That is a pent-up. There's a lot of pent-up energy there, and okay. I'm not going to be stopped.
Okay.
All right, so speaking of not being stopped, Cardi B admits to drugging and ripping off her customers when she's stripped and hooked.
I think that's a pretty common practice by strippers.
Yeah.
Or hookers or whatever, prostitutes.
That mean, listen, I could tell you about a time I was at a strip club one time, high on cocaine. And I went to the ATM, and there was two girls. One of them was probably over my shoulder looking at my PIN number. And while I was getting a smoke 'em slow from another girl, the other girl...
She lifted your wallet?
She took my wallet and took out $400.
Oh, that's it? Only $400?
Yeah.
I'm taking out one.
Well, it was
probably,
you know,
a limit, too, on that ATM.
Right. You can only get a couple.
Well, no, I don't think a lot of, like, best practices go on at strip clubs.
Oh, you don't have ethical people?
Yeah, I don't think they're, like, really adhering to any kind of standards of doing business there.
If you do bad things are going to happen. That's what you're saying.
Well, I just think that, you know, walking into a strip club, you need to be prepared as a man to be taken advantage
getting
of.
Getting screwed somehow.
Yes. And, I mean, it happens all the time. Dan was on a show recently where he had to drive all the way back home, so he didn't get to partake in the strip club scenario.
Right.
But another comic got shook down in the sense that he got just a little situation that was supposed to be, like, real cheap, and it was. And then the girl just went to, like, the manager and said, "Oh, no, he got the full treatment. He owes me $400. Now you're just standing there. You didn't get shit.
It's your word against the stripper's
exactly.
word.
And you know the manager is going to bring the bouncer over. And pretty much they, like, took the wallet and took the $400, whatever. They made him go take it out.
I called the police right there then.
Well,
you know,
I don't know how, you know.
Because usually in a strip club, the customer's right. You know,
happens?
You
I didn't really think that was the case. Well,
I was such a regular at the strip club that I said some crap.
Maybe you were, like, on the rewards program.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
this was a stranger from out of town, a traveling comic. He's ripe.
I had frequent flyer miles at this place.
Wow.
Where, you know, you could say, "Hey, okay, Doug, I'm sorry. Yeah, what's wrong with this bitch?"
Or, like, you could walk in there and be like, "Hey, baby, I'll get you tomorrow."
So Cardi B admits it in a video. And then she comes out and said, "Look, this is the way I survived."
Yes.
And this is a way of saying, look, fucking, you know, Cosby went to jail because he supposedly, you know, drugged women and raped them. So what's the difference between drugging somebody and stealing from them? She's a fucking thief. And you know, Hollywood wants to keep putting this fucking crash test dummy on music shows and stuff. And she's fucking horrible.
Well, I think the difference is technically both scenarios are wrong. the reason why she's getting a pass over Cosby is because she did it when she was broke and unknown and did it to gross guys at a strip club. Cosby did it when he was well-known, powerful, and influential and did it to women trying out for parts that didn't want to have any kind of sexual relationship with him. So he just drugged them and did what he wanted anyway.
Kevin Holly says, robot sounds. She sucks. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for somebody out there who has a fucking understanding. She's horrible, okay?
Oh, I'm not saying she's a good...
She's horrible.
Like, I don't listen to her music. Cardi to Cosby, right?
Well, yeah, well, she needs to go to jail. Somebody posted on Facebook that photos of her when they were at a strip club, and I think people should come out and say, look, she robbed me. I don't know if the statute of limitations still applies, but fuck, and nobody should put her on a fucking show anymore. I don't want to turn on like, oh, here's the music awards, and here's Cardi B, the fucking whore thief, Done. She's got to go.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
All right. Well, good luck.
Pepsi commercials on a fucking Pepsi commercial.
Well, I don't know why she would come out with such a video and destroy those brand images.
Because she's a fucking idiot. That's why.
She has no impulse control.
She has no control. She's a fucking idiot, and she's a crash test dummy. And here he is. She's famous and worth millions now. Could you imagine watching a Pepsi commercial and going, that's the bitch who stole me. Robbed me, fucking got me, didn't blow me, and then took my money.
Yeah, instead I watched, maybe it was a Pepsi commercial or Coke or whatever with Michael Jackson in it while he had kids dancing with him that he was raping at his house.
Yes.
So what?
It's a Pepsi commercial.
All right, so Pepsi, maybe this is a Pepsi thing.
So are people in Pepsi commercials?
I mean, Pepsi sucks already. We know Pepsi fucking sucks, right? So
too sugary.
This is...
Who the fuck drinks Pepsi?
I don't know. I hate Pepsi.
I don't drink soda anymore.
Anytime you try to trick me, I know it's Pepsi right away. You cannot get it past me.
The only way I'll drink Coke is if there's some Jack Daniels in it. Then I'll have a Jack and Coke.
Okay.
But I don't ever drink soda. I'm not a soda drinker. That's all I need. I'm fat enough as it is.
So, it makes sense, though. I'm just saying if Cardi B is going to support a beverage, out of all the beverages, I can see why it's Pepsi.
Well, it should be that or a Mickey.
I mean, Pepsi is like the degenerate, disgusting
choice of a generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either that generation. Or Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Not drinking,
You see any Mountain Dew and Sprite ads are on during NBA games?
Oh, God.
It's so wrong. Someone should say something about that. I feel like they're racially profiling, and it's wrong.
That's right. Poor black folks.
God, Taco Bell? You can't get through an NBA commercial break without a Taco Bell commercial.
I saw a commercial the other day. It's inspired me to write a joke, but it's about the catheters.
Mm-hmm.
Like disposable catheters.
I am aware of the commercials.
You see the guy who's he's a pilot,
mm-hmm.
and he does a rope fancy flying or something.
Okay,
and then he's got a little plane
mm-hmm.
that he does tricks in.
Okay,
and he's got his catheter in the fucking plane.
Ew.
Really? You got to be flying over us changing your catheter?
Well,
I didn't realize it was that easy to hold your stick and then hold the stick.
But, Dougie, it never was before until that catheter came on the market. Now you can fly and recath all at the same time.
I don't know. It's just amazing to me that somebody can fly a plane and then put a catheter in.
Well, I guess if you do it enough.
I mean, the guy's dick must look like a fucking,
I think the thing's already in the shaft. They're just switching it out, right?
First time you put a catheter in, it hurts like hell. But imagine after you've done it a few hundred times, your penis turns into like a sink, like a bathtub sinkhole, whatever.
Oh, gosh.
Every time
piss. I don't have a penis, so it's hard for me to relate.
You never had a penis?
No, I'm not myself.
No, you never had your own penis to work with?
No, I've never been able to work the equipment on me. I've only worked it on other people.
Well, good for you.
That usually doesn't include shoving things up their pee hole.
That would be funny, though. You should try that with Dan.
No, I'm good.
Dan, let's try out this catheter.
No, I don't think he'd be into that.
I wouldn't either.
You know what commercial I'm really getting to me while we're bringing up commercials that are getting to us? Have you seen the CeCe's Pizza commercial?
Hmm.
CeCe's Pizza, one, we all know,
sucks.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's a Ponderosa pizza.
Whatever. But this is the thing about the CeCe Pizza commercials. The pizza in the commercial actually looks disgusting. Like, in the Taco Bell and the McDonald's commercials,
Arby's.
They make it look good,
all that
right?
Extra beef.
Arby's, it's like all this sauce.
Yeah.
In the CeCe's pizza, it just looks like disgusting
pizza.
Looks
like it just came out of a microwave.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How can you put disgusting food in your
Listen, if you go
commercial?
To a pizza place and it's all you can eat pizza, it's got to be horrible pizza.
Yeah.
you know, and the dough is looks like a floor mat.
Well, it's like cardboard.
Know. Yeah, and you know, it's like sushi. All you can eat sushi with a pound of fucking rice and a little piece of fish.
Can you at least trick me and make it look good in the commercial, though? That's all I'm asking.
That's false.
You're paying
millions of dollars for that commercial. You'd imagine some guy said, hey, you can't make this pizza look any better. What, do you want us to use somebody else's?
I mean, God, what a... Man, you know it's disgusting when the food in the commercial looks disgusting.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Speaking of disgusting, Jussie Smollett, you know, the guy who went out and faked a hate crime.
Faked the lynching, right?
Faked the lynching. And to this day, this fucking douche still says he told the truth the whole time. Even after the two Nigerian brothers said they did it, they got him on film with the MAGA hats, and this guy's still saying he was truthful the whole time.
Yeah. But and then he wrote the guys a check, right?
Yeah, but he's claiming $3,500 was fitness work.
Oh, yeah. Because everyone in Hollywood hires Nigerians as their fitness trainers. Yeah. That's like the big thing now.
Now, we all know, the world knows, that Chicago is one of, if not the most corrupt city in the country. It is the home of Obama. And people are saying now that Obama or Michelle Obama contacted the prosecutor and said, look, fuck it. Bury this shit. And why would
Michelle Obama care about Jussie Smollett?
Because they're friends. And Obama's are friends. They're all Chicagoans. They're part of that, you know, and she's, you know, everybody knows Obama's gay. And, you know,
what?
Yes, that's what you hear on, you know.
I have never heard that
yes,
before.
Yes, you never heard that Michelle Obama's a man? They have video of her penis, like she's dancing and stuff. And they see her cock rolling. Yes.
No way.
Yes.
How do they have the two kids?
Those aren't their kids. Those are another couple.
This is way down the rabbit hole stuff.
No, that's just true that, you know, supposedly that, you know, they had other kids. They adopted them. They brought them into their family to make them look like a family household for that. Obama's gay. Michelle's really a man.
Where are you getting this news from?
Fucking InfoWars. I'm just saying. No, but I mean, this. I'm just telling you that side. That's what people said.
Okay, I had no idea people were saying this.
There's a video of, like, Michelle Obama dancing on the Ellen Show.
Okay.
And they show this big old dick in her pants. Like waddling around.
There's no way.
Yes.
No, there's no way they got 8 years in the White House and she had a penis the whole time.
What are you going to do?
And the kids really aren't there.
They're not their kids.
They look like
them. They don't look nothing like them.
I don't know.
Anyway, so the Obamas bailed out Jussie Smollett.
Okay.
Now,
are we sure about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have confidence. No, they're dropping the charges. Just done. They had all this fucking evidence, and they made the Chicago Police Department hours, if not thousands of hours and man hours, to investigate this guy's fucking claim. He
mm-hmm.
lied.
Yes.
He lied. And we're just going to drop it, seal the records. Why are they going to fucking... You're going to seal
Was
the records?
Was Empire taped in Chicago by chance?
Yes.
So this may be... This could be another theory. Maybe they feel like this has now tarnished the entire show.
Fuck that show. Well, if you watch that fucking show, you can go to hell.
Wow.
Yes. Fuck that show.
I've never seen the show.
You know what? Maybe why don't you put Cardi B on that show one day?
It'd probably work out well for that show. And then
a mass fire hits the fucking set, and these two crashed-ass dummies burn to their... Because here's what's going to happen to Jussie Smollett. He is going to get the shit beat out of him now. I'm going to make a prediction. Jussie Smollett will get beaten, if not... assassinated.
Whoa.
By some fucking hooplehead. He will. He's an enemy of the state, this fucking guy.
I don't think anyone cares about him that much.
Well, I hope not, but somebody
Hence
cared
the
enough.
Publicity Obama, stunt he had to do.
Obama cared about him enough.
I don't know about that.
He did. Now, here's the thing. I had a friend of mine on Facebook go, why is the federal government going to investigate this crime? Well, because the guy lied. He caused the resources of the Chicago Police, one of the highest murder rate cities in the fucking country, if not the. They got people worrying about finding two fucking MAGA guys who hung him with a rope and had a hate crime. Meanwhile, he lied, and you know, so this doesn't go well. You don't do that. And then let me remind you of something else that happened in our past where the federal government stepped in because of mass hysteria. The Michael Brown case, the beginning of Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
When that police officer supposedly shot Michael Brown as he ran, as he walked with his hands up. Everybody remembers that? Where multiple of 9 eyewitnesses, all black, lied to police, basically trying to screw the life of this cop up. When all the cop did was take this fucking thug and tell him to get out of the fucking street. The thug, Michael Brown, attacked him in his car. They had a struggle. The fucking got the gun goes off. The Mike Brown walks away like he's the king of the fucking street. The cop gets out of the car. He's got to arrest him now because he just had a confrontation with him. Somebody said, why didn't the cop just leave? Okay, yeah. So the cop's going to get into a fight with somebody and the gun's going to go off. The cop's going to go, oh, fuck it, I'm done. They don't do that. You get into a fight with a cop and the gun goes off, the cop's going to get you. He's got to take you in.
You get in a fight with a cop and the gun doesn't go off and you're still going to be arrested.
You're going to get arrested. You know, I had an argument with what's the lady from Night Court again? The bailiff lady. I'm trying to remember her name now. She's a comic. She's funny. We had an argument over it because she said
the bailiff from Night Court is a comedian.
Yes,
and you had an argument with her about it
because on Facebook she was claiming when this was all going on. Uh-huh. Marsha Warfield.
Okay.
Marsha Warfield said Michael Brown was shot with his hands up because when he was laying on they show pictures of him during the incident when he was laying on the ground with his hands out straight. And I'm like, what are you crazy? She goes, what do you mean? I go, you know why somebody would land on the ground after being shot with their hands up? She goes, yeah, because if you have your hands up and somebody puts a couple bullets into your chest, your hands don't stay up. They fucking, everything crouts down, you crumble into an embryonic position, you fall on the ground. The only reason you're going to fall with your hands up is you're moving forward in a fast pace. If you're running forward and somebody shoots you, your arms go out and you land on your fucking face. That's why you land with your hands like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you, a CSI? No, I just have fucking common sense. And that's why that whole story was found to be wrong. Okay. All the testimony lied. So what happened then? Obama gets involved because it's a black man being shot by a white cop. He gets involved. Then Eric Holden comes in, who was the attorney general or whatever the fuck he was. He steps in, and now there's a government investigation. So my friend, who doesn't seem to have a good memory, he suffers from recency. He's asking, why is Trump going to investigate and the FBI going to investigate the Jussie Smollett case? Well, because there's influence here. Somebody stepped in and got in the way of the law.
Okay.
That's why. Just like Holden got in and the federal government stepped into a city situation where some thug got fucking shot by a cop because he was an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I don't disagree with some of the assertions that you are making. And I'm not saying it's right, but I would also like to bring to your attention that I feel like there's way more rich white people paying off people to get out of things.
And that doesn't make it right.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's right.
Case by case, if that happens, I'll call that shit out too.
It's just like, it's like different kinds of cases. It's not murder or lynchings. It's like embezzlement and forgery, whatever rich people do when they get in trouble.
Right.
They pay off to get out of shit like that.
Right. But it's an influence.
I know.
It's wrong. Black people should be upset that this guy did it. They should not be happy that he did it. Every black person on earth should be mad that this guy used the race card and made it worse because he lied.
Mm-hmm.
He lied. Now it made it worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. You know, if Obama backed it, don't worry about this, Jesse. I'll take care of it. I don't know why my Obama sounds like Trump.
Yeah. Everything sounds like Trump.
I haven't done my Obama impression in quite a long time, if I ever had one.
Well, there was all those white people who just got in trouble for paying to get their kids into college.
Yeah.
That was a lot of white people.
Yeah. Well, there's also black people in there. Like, they're not was talking there? About it. Yes. Then no one's going to point.
There was like 25 of them. We only heard about two.
Of course.
The ones who were the celebrities. Because
I had to bust my ass to get in college.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard enough to get in college as it is,
mm-hmm.
to not have your, somebody posted a comic, posted a photo of this big fat chick.
Okay.
That supposedly got in on a soccer scholarship. And she weighed more than me, like twice. She's like two sizes of me.
Okay.
I said, well, maybe she's the goalkeeper.
Maybe.
Maybe she's
just
the goalie.
She lays down in front of the goal.
Lays down. She stands in front of it and blocks the whole fucking thing.
Okay. That works too.
While we're on the subject of racism, Jordan Peele.
Okay.
You know, the comic who's now like a producer and he's,
yes.
You know, he's going to handle the Twilight Zone, I guess, the
I've
franchise.
I've been waiting for someone to bring it back.
Yeah, well,
I've been talking about that for a while.
But as we close the opening part of the show, Jordan Peele, I said, quote, I don't see myself casting a white male or white dude as the lead.
Redo any of the Twilight Zone things and never cast white people as the lead? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, the first question is asked is, what if a white producer said, I'll never cast a black man? That would never fly. So the question is, we understand that the minority is the one that's been paying the price and been fucked with all this time, right? So, but that doesn't justify reversing things. And now people are asking. Jordan Peele has an Oscar, a second hit horror film, which is Us, the new one that's out. So both of you, pretty good movie. And growing clout in Hollywood. And he's determined to use it for good. In a conversation at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in L.A., a writer-director said he's committed to casting black actors.
Okay, well, that's one thing. Saying I'm committed to casting black actors.
And I'm okay with that.
That's an okay statement.
I don't care. That's
so
good.
When did he say, I'm not putting a white person as a lead?
He said it then.
Okay, because this is my issue with that. Now he's ruining the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone is a collection of crazy stories, right? So shouldn't you be casting people?
All kinds
just
of people.
Based, yes, it should be a very diverse, based on the role, the story that's being told. That, you know, I mean, it would diminish bringing back a quality version of the Twilight Zone by never casting a white person in a lead. There should be a white person in a lead on this story. In this story, there should be a black person. In this story, there should be an Asian. In this story, there should be a Hispanic. One, you can even have a person that you can't identify what ethnicity they are. They're so, like, you know, mixed.
Yeah.
Whatever. But every story is going to require a completely different character role.
Well, according to him, he just wants to hire black people. It says, quote, the way I look at it, he said Monday at the improv venue, I get to cast black people in my movies. I feel fortunate to be in this position where I can say to Universal, I want to make $20 million horror movie with a black family. And they say yes.
Okay, yeah, that's okay, too.
Spike Lee, great, do it. You know, just make sure they're good movies. Because you don't want to be like Spike Lee and write one good movie and the rest suck ass. And now you don't want to be on this movie, whether you're white, black, or fucking, you
I'm
know.
Still not seeing those two quotes, how they connect directly to the Twilight Zone, but I'm going to trust you when you say that he
said that. Well, that's
just
one of his projects.
Okay. Yeah,
he's just saying that he's not going to hire a white person for his lead role.
He's shooting himself in his
foot. It is.
You know what I'm saying?
What white person would go see that, you know? You know, you shouldn't. I mean,
still watch it, but I don't understand how you could do a...
It causes opposition.
Is the Twilight, maybe the remake is going to be one long movie and not a collection of stories like how it used to be presented on television?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I haven't
looked into it.
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. Well, we're going
to
move on?
Yeah, because I'm just, you know, my point is
you seem to be getting frustrated.
I just don't, you know, it's kind of odd that, you know, again, like, I don't care, you know, because it's like you can't do that. You can have a movie or TV show with all black people.
Of course.
Right? But you can't have a white show with all white people.
Well, no,
because then people get
two.
Mad. Then people, no, you can't. You always have
exist.
To have somebody in there.
Well,
you know, welcome back, Carter. You know, everybody, you fucking Love Boat. You know, everybody. You know, you had a mix. They tried to add. You know,
to be fair, in a lot of those shows, they make the black person like the servant or like something
Benson.
Real low level. Like,
yeah.
You know, nowadays I feel like casting is way more mixed and diverse as far as people get cast because of their acting skills, not particularly because of a color of their skin.
You would hope.
Well, I believe.
You believe. Anyway. Hey, it's that time, everybody, where we get to.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. Just like that. Our first story, employee sues boss for $1.2 million, calls farting a form of bullying. You ever have a boss, come over here, Bill. You know what I mean?
I've never had a boss that engaged that, but I mean, that would be kind of gross.
I never had a boss fart in front of me, like, you know what I mean?
Like,
I friends
like where
do
they think it's funny.
Yeah,
like
pull my finger.
Hotboxing you or something.
It says here that Melbourne, Australia, they say whoever smelt it dealt it, and in the case of one office, it was the boss who dealt it too much, causing an employee to sue over nonstop flatulence. David Hinks sued his former supervisor, Greg Short, for $1.2 million for being a constant farter at the engineering office in which both worked in Melbourne, Australia.
So you think he was like forcing it out to be funny, or was this a health issue?
Sounds like he eats too many burritos.
Like, because if it's just like a health issue, I don't really know if you can hold that against someone. If he's calling you over to his office for a meeting, shutting the door, blowing it up, and then watching you sit through it because he's like your superior.
Or like walks by your desk and just does a little crop dusting on you. You know what I mean?
That's like bullyish, you know? Like,
well,
So I'm wondering which one it was, health or bullying. But
the guy, the employee was quoted saying, I would be sitting with my face to the wall, and he would come into the room, which was small and had no windows, said Hinks. He would fart behind me and walk away.
Oh, he was dusting.
Hinks took the matter to court because he believed Short's farting was a form of bullying. During the trial last November, Hinks said Short would regularly lift his bum and fart on him. Short claimed that he may have done it once or twice, but couldn't recall. The judge later dismissed the case, but Hinks appealed the court. Can you imagine being the attorney on this?
I'm trying to think of the courtroom argument. Like, you know, sir, you know, have you, you know, do you remember how many times you farted on Mr. Hinkley? You know, like.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
Yeah, or like. The prosecution, like him taking the stand and coming up with a log of all the times that the guy farted on him, like, you know, March 27th, 2 p.m. It was after lunch and he walked by for no reason and crop dusted, you know, like going through that kind of.
1 minute I smelt the beautiful smell of potpourri, the next minute poo-poo.
Yeah.
Hinks believes the farting was a part of a conspiracy to get him to quit the job. This job stinks.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Bosses have done worse to force others out, but that's kind of gross. Like,
yeah.
But, like, you know, keep it in the bathroom, keep it in your own office.
Well, people like that. They think it's funny to fart in front of you.
I don't know. Only, like, guys do.
Yeah.
It's not women. Like I've never met a female who's like, hey, Minda, come over here. Oh, like, girls just don't.
Yeah. I broke up with a chick because she farted on a plane. Just girl, we were hanging out. Like, you know, it
was
just a decent,
was that
decent
her
relationship.
Fault?
Yes.
Did she do it like
she
like,
wouldn't fucking stop, and it was horrible, and everybody thought it was me.
So because you broke up with, like, did she do it on purpose, or did she just eat something that didn't agree
I
with her?
I don't give a fuck what caused it. Hold it. You're on a plane.
Maybe you can't hold it.
Well, then dig your ass into that cushion. Sometimes you can fart into a seat cushion, and you know how to fart right. You know how to project your fart into a seat cushion.
I don't.
You could do it. You just need training.
I don't think everyone has that level of fart training. I don't. I mean, I barely do it as it is. I'm certainly not, like, training.
Yeah, well,
it.
She kept farting. She kept giggling. And then the more giggling, people kept looking over at me. And then I'm like, and I said, fuck it. She's the one. Everybody kept looking. So then we were going. I think her sister came to pick us up at the airport. And we're driving back, and I'm like, fuck it. I started ripping in the back seat.
Oh, then you did it to
fuck
her.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then she called me. She wanted to hang out. I said, nah, nah, nah. And I went over to her house one day, and I'm like, hey, we're done.
Wow. Over some fart wars?
Yes. Not only because she farted, because it smelled like horrid hell.
Well, it doesn't seem like you guys were a fit.
Fuck her.
Okay.
UK prison guards smell a rat.
Farting rat?
Yeah. and find rodents stuffed with drugs.
Ooh. Rodents stuffed with drugs?
In London, suspected organized criminals have been stuffing the bodies of dead rats with drugs, phones, and cash, and throwing them over the walls of British prisons to get contraband to the inmates. Guards at Guy's Marsh Prison in Dorset, southwest England, grew suspicious when they found the bodies of three rats with long stitches along their stomachs.
Yeah, they didn't think it was suspicious when, like, grown men were heaving rats over the wall from the outside.
Rats.
Yeah, like, you know, they got to have watchmen and cameras and stuff.
Why are those guys picking up all those fucking rats?
Yeah, who's heaving rats into the yard? Like, that seems like that's, you know, would trigger suspicion.
Yes, they discovered the animals had been disemboweled and filled with five mobile phones. And charges three SIM cards, cigarette papers, and large amounts of drugs.
Well, maybe it was something like they were forcing the inmates to go clean up the rats. So the inmates said, you know what? You want us to clean up the dead rats?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get some real good dead rats up in this biatch.
Seizures of drugs, mobile phones, and SIM cards rose by 23 to 15 and 13% in 12 months to March 2008, when they just over 20% of the tests of inmates were positive on drugs. Yeah, well, here they just use drones, you know? I remember we had a story here that did drones. And then I think it was about a year ago, they did a story about footballs. Like, they were throwing footballs and soccer balls over the fucking fence. And then they were going.
Again, I don't know how this doesn't raise suspicion when things are flying over the fence from the outside.
You know what they do? You know when people want to be police officers and they can't cut it?
Mm-hmm.
As a police officer, they don't score high enough. They become prison guards.
Wow.
Yeah. Or like Wacken Hut security guards.
Boy, nothing. Nothing. Can escape the shade of Dougie today.
Nope.
You're just a big old shade tree, aren't you?
I'm carrying everything. I'm following it. Now, this was a great story. You know I'm a soccer player, former soccer player. I love the game.
I am aware of that.
This was a great story. There was like a commercial about it. Some kids are playing high school basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like one of these church commercials, like being honest, integrity. And the ref made a bad call. And then the kid, you know, the kid said, no, went to the ref. No, I touched it last. And the coach was like, what are you doing? You know, this actually happened. Galatasaray, youngster, which is, I believe, in Yugoslavia or something. Galatasaray youngster draws praise for intentionally missing a penalty kick after it being wrongly awarded. You got to pull this video up. It's like these are pro teams that have like their camps, like their junior camps and stuff. Really good teams. And you watch the video, and this one kid's running, like 14, 15-year-old kid, and they're running, and the guy just kind of falls. And the referee, you know, fucking Mr. Magoo, calls a penalty kick.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's freaking out. And then you know what the kid does? He stands up and kicks the ball fucking way over there and misses it.
Okay.
And that was great.
All right.
It's nice to see people do fucking nice things.
Yeah, well, what is it? Just like the prison guards, you know, referees, those who cannot play, referee? Yes. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah, something like that. The under 14 boys displayed a unique act of sportsmanship, they said. So good for them.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always nice to have a positive act of sportsmanship in a game that really doesn't matter.
The kid was a sportsman, a good sportsmanship award, but the coach benched him for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, you know, I doubt he would have done that in a championship game.
Full ride, man allegedly steals snack truck, but eats nothing of it.
Well, that was stupid.
In Elmira, New York, it appears an upstate New York man was not hungry when police say he stole a Little Debbie delivery truck. I love Little Debbies.
Yeah?
They're delicious.
I don't eat that shit anymore.
No, I don't either, but...
You just said I love them. They're delicious, but I don't eat them.
I have eaten them.
Okay. But the strawberry rolls.
No, fuck that shit. I get chocolate. When I'm on the road, right, I go to the store and I get something, I'll usually get Little Debbie, like chocolate cup, you know, the donuts, the chocolate covered ones.
Okay. So you are like, eating Little Debbie in some capacity.
I guess so, when I'm on the road.
Well, you're on the road a lot.
Yeah. So I guess more often than I thought.
That's why I'm looking over there. I got no Little Debbies, huh?
No, yeah, they're Big Debbies.
Yeah.
I don't eat Little Debbies. Yeah, I eat Big Debbies.
I'm doing the Little Debbie carrot sticks. Yeah, okay.
Police say 38-year-old Joseph Toko of Elmira swiped a truck on Monday from a loading dock. Police stopped it a short time later. Police say Toko told them he took the truck to visit relatives and friends.
Well, it's important to get around these days.
Hey, man, don't get mad at me. I didn't eat any of that shit.
Oh, my God. So I would have taken the Little Debbie truck, and I would have went into, like, a poor neighborhood and just thrown Little Debbies out the back of the truck.
And you diabetes know? For everybody.
Well, they probably already got it because they're eating all that Taco Bell and drinking all that Mountain Dew.
Police say Toko told them he took the truck to visit his relatives and didn't appear eating any of the snacks. Toko was charged with possession of stolen property, but not having a sweet tooth. New Yorkers are not amused by a man who sliced bagels like bread.
Why?
I saw this on Facebook. You know, you take a bagel, you cut it down the middle, you put butter or cream cheese on it.
Yeah.
But this guy cut it like a loaf of bread.
Okay.
You know?
That's okay, too.
St. Louis, a Midwest man who brought his coworkers bagels sliced like bread, is getting an earful from New Yorkers and social media. Hey, what the fuck are you doing with that bagel?
It's a nice way to share it with more than a second person, though. You know, you cut it the traditional way, half for you, half for somebody else.
Yeah.
You cut it in slices. Now six people can enjoy a piece of
bagel. And there's never enough cream cheese.
There really isn't.
There never is enough cream cheese. I would make, you know, when they have those little cream cheese things, when you go to like a hotel, the breakfast, you get one of them and you get a bagel. It doesn't coat the whole bagel.
No, that's like a half a bagel.
You got to get two of them. Now you look like a schlep, like a slob. Like, what are we doing with all that, you know? And but it's good to have them cut like that, because now you can, instead of buttering them or getting a knife and trying to spread it, you basically just get some of the cream cheese and you dip it like a nacho.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're on board. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who like to eat candy bars with a fork and knife. Same thing.
What? Who the fuck eats a candy bar with a fork and knife?
It's a, you know.
You. You're the one.
I don't do that.
All right. Alex Coffin on Monday tweeted a photo of his Panera purchase and called the vertical slices the St. Louis secret. Kreutzmann pointed out it creates more slices and more surface areas for cream cheese. I agree.
Yeah, I don't think he should have gotten that much like hate for that.
Well, these fucking New Yorkers think they know everything.
Okay.
I'm a New Yorker.
Then they come down to Florida.
Yeah. And then yell at you from their car window. Turn your blinker on, you asshole. He wrote, for a few remaining slices may make nice bagel chips with hummus. However, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who's an asshole, of New York, wasn't buying it over the traditional horizontal slice. Democrat tweeted, forget about it. Chuck Schumer, you're a putz. Fucking asshole. New York City Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea thanked posters for reporting this crime. He wrote, it would never happen in New York. Panera told Kutzman, the bagels are on us. Next time, they'll be sliced however he'd like. I agree. You know, sometimes you got to reinvent the wheel. And if a lot of people are eating bagels, you cut the damn thing like sliced bread. And you grab it, you get a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
You
it's a nice
it.
Way to share.
Yeah, just don't double dip in the cream cheese.
That's it.
Everybody thinks they know better, you know?
I don't know. I don't mind. Someone can cut their food any way they want. I would never react to that.
Like, somebody got mad one time when we had a round pizza. And I cut it like Chicago style.
Like the squares?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was too many people. Mm-hmm. Somebody's, why are you doing that? I said, because there's like fucking 20 people here and we got two pies. We can't cut it, you know, like a normal pie. You have to cut it this way.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, that's not right. Well, fuck you then.
Yeah. Well, then don't eat it.
Don't eat it. That's right. Lawsuit says TGI Friday's potato skins contain no potato skins.
Makes sense.
Who eats at TGI Friday's or Applebee's anymore?
I don't.
Come on, people. New York Reuters says it's acceptable to sell French fries that are not made in France, but a new lawsuit says it's not acceptable to sell potato skins, snack chips that are not made from potato skins. New York City woman on Wednesday sued TGI Fridays in a proposed class action claiming that the company, known for its restaurants, misleads customers by selling potato skins, snacks that contain potato flakes and potato starch, but no skins. What's the fucking thing they got there? Is it an old van sneaker? I don't know.
There's a lot of things about food I'm personally trying to hash out myself.
Yeah.
So this just is right on there. I don't know when it became okay to feed people food that's not really food, but not explain that to people.
Yeah.
And now everyone's like, oh, organic. And then everyone kind of is like, oh, it's so fun. And I'm like, when did we say it was okay to eat not real food? Like, I don't remember everyone saying that was okay.
The only not real food that I'll ever eat, and it's okay at times, was imitation crab meat.
No, you eat Arby's too.
Well, that's real.
And Little Debbie cakes.
Well, that's Little Debbie cakes, not fake food. It's Little Debbie cakes.
No, I would argue that what's mostly in a Little Debbie cake is not considered real food.
It's food. It's sugar.
It's chemicals.
It's not chemicals. It's chocolate.
Okay. Well, you look on that package. On that ingredient.
Imitation crab meat.
Uh-huh.
You know, it could be tasty.
I don't eat that.
Well, I mean, sometimes they mix it with sushi.
Yeah, I don't eat sushi.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat sushi?
No, I don't like raw fish.
Oh, God. I love sushi.
Good for you.
And somebody asked if you have cream cheese with sushi. That was disgusting. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think cream cheese in a sushi roll, like a hand roll, mm-hmm, or something, is delicious. It adds like a nice smoothing texture to the whole sushi roll.
Got it.
It said TGI Fridays misleading packages for its bacon ranch cheddar and bacon and sour cream and onion potato skin snacks defrauded Transcoso and other consumers into purchasing an inferior product. You're shopping and eating at fucking Fridays.
Well, then this is what I'm thinking. These are their frozen potato skins that they sell, right? Like the brand ones that you get in the frozen food aisle?
No, did you buy at the restaurant?
Oh, and the restaurant ones as well? None of them are real.
No, it's not.
That's so gross. God. That's why I don't eat out anymore. I mean, I do sometimes, and I hate myself when I do, because it's just me eating fake food.
You're right. It says here, Trancoso said she sued after paying $1.99 last June for a bag of TGI Friday's sour cream and onion potato skins at a convenience store in the borough in the Bronx. TGI Friday's did not immediately respond to the request.
Because they were probably like, how does this lady have hope that this is real food when she's buying it from a convenience store in the Bronx in the frozen food aisle?
Hmm.
But again, I don't know if we were all informed in the 70s that we would no longer be eating real food for two decades.
In February of 2017, Eater article cited in the complaint, Richard Melman, chairman of Chicago-based restaurant company Let Us Entertain You, said he began serving potato skins in 1971 after his brother read how sailors ate them to save to stave off illnesses. I love fucking potato skins.
Yeah.
You ever have, what's that one, the big one, potato skins with chicken and bacon and shit? Oh, my
bacon
God.
Bacon and cheese. I've never put chicken on my potato skins.
No, you get like barbecue, they're barbecue potato, barbecue chicken potato skins.
Never
oh, my
those.
God.
Where are you purchasing
what
those
What do you mean?
From?
It's a fucking delicacy. That barbecue sauce delicacy. And cheese. And
But I'm
and
saying,
like,
where are you getting these from?
I don't remember. It was a good restaurant. It wasn't Fridays.
No, well, it was probably real potatoes, too.
Yes, it was real potatoes. Delicious. It's almost as good as the new combination of mac and cheese, lobster mac and cheese. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Love lobster mac and cheese.
Okay.
I'm hungry as shit now.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're going to be at Il Toscano tonight at the West Pines Comedy Room. Me and I'm featuring your guest spot. Hiram's hosting, and Ramon Garcia is the headliner. It's sold out. Too late, folks. Here's another story. Deputies, Florida man faked robbery to get out of work.
Okay. I could see myself doing that.
Right?
Yeah, that's something I would definitely...
Fake sickness?
Fake, right? Fake everything.
Fake a wedding, fake a death.
The pets, the kids, something sick, whatever.
In Dundee, Florida, authorities say a Florida man didn't want to show up for his shift at Hardee's restaurant.
Well, who would?
So he called 911 and reported he'd just been robbed.
Well, I don't know if I would have gone that far. I would have just called my manager.
And who's going to rob somebody who works at Hardee's?
That's what probably why you couldn't call the manager. Yeah. Hey, I just got robbed. No, you didn't. Yeah, you we did. Know how much you make here. What did they take?
You take the bus here, you fuck.
Yeah.
Now, the 32-year-old Brian Anderson of Dundee told dispatchers Tuesday that two gun-carrying men wearing MAGA hats took his necklace, money, and his phone before jumping into a car and driving away.
All to get out of work?
Just to call in sick.
He could have just said he was sick.
He could have just called.
Yeah, good. I have a fever. I'm throwing up. You're in food service. They can't tell you to come in.
I ate lunch at a fucking restaurant yesterday.
I had some TGI Fridays, potato skins.
I just ate some potato skins. I don't think it was potato. In a Facebook post, the agency said Anderson confessed, adding that on the bright side, Brian didn't have to go to his 11 a.m. shift in the restaurant.
Anderson, or any shift after that.
Yeah, he won't be working anywhere ever again. Can you imagine? That's how. But listen, that's what I'm saying. Some people are destined to be destitute. Don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for a lot of people that have just fucked up. They made their own bed.
Okay.
There's too many people in this country that are complaining about having shit to do and have nothing, but because they don't do shit.
Yeah.
And we're not stopping on the Florida man story there.
Why?
Florida homeless
there?
Man calls cops to report he paid for sex but got scammed.
Yeah. Did they do anything about that? Because it's my understanding that they don't really help you in
it's
those
a victimless
situations.
Crime.
Yeah.
Florida cops say a man who called 911 to report a crime appeared to forget he was admitting to one himself. John Omer Sengel, 50, was arrested after this guy's 50? Fuck, he's older than... I'm older than him. He looks worse.
Well, he's spending all his money in strip clubs.
Wow.
Or on sex.
Was arrested after he allegedly volunteered to police that he'd paid four people $500 for at least one of them to come in his Days Inn hotel room to engage in sexual activity. Now, some people say, why would you pay five people that much money? Because if you ever try to get a prostitute, they're not reliable.
Wouldn't know.
If you're going to call a prostitute, you can't just call one. You got to call a dozen because sometimes they just don't show up.
Okay.
I heard.
Noted.
Yeah. My buddy Rick used to say, if you don't look like the chick in the picture, I'm not opening the door.
Wow. Very particular about his prostitutes,
yes.
Huh?
Sungle, who was reportedly homeless, called 911 on March 22nd after the people he said he paid never showed up.
Why would you pay first?
Dummy. That's why he's homeless. He makes bad decisions.
Yeah.
You don't pay a hooker when you hire her. You hook her when you're done.
Yeah. Or no, I think they take the money before, but they're there.
Mm.
They're in the room.
I would take the $100 bill or whatever and cut it in half and go, I'll give you the other half when I'm done.
Okay.
It's only a couple. It's only going to take a couple minutes anyway, honey.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a system.
I'm alleged system.
No, it sounds like a system.
No, when I did it, I didn't get system. One. I got a dozen.
Oh, okay.
You know, they all showed up at once.
Oh, no.
He was arrested and charged with one count of soliciting a prostitute and one count of being a dumbass. In our last story of the day, a man tried to hide alcohol in his breath with body spray.
Ugh.
Right?
That sounds toxic.
Mm-hmm. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Authorities say a South Carolina man sprayed Axe body spray in his mouth.
Ugh.
To cover the smell of alcohol.
I mean, I guess you do what you got to do, but that's not going to work, buddy.
Why would you spray it in your mouth?
Just
spray
you
it all around your face.
Spray it everywhere.
Yeah.
Well,
you'd have to swallow it. Everybody knows You don't get rid of your breath, alcohol breath, unless you get it down there in the belly.
I guess.
Says here.
It just sounds gross. Spraying Axe body. So I mean, it usually Axe. Some of them smell gross already when it's not in your mouth.
Oddly enough, that Axe body spray got him laid in jail. The state newspaper reports that Spartanburg County Sheriff Deputy stopped 49-year-old Efren Mencia Ramirez on Saturday night after he sped past a deputy on Interstate 85 and swerved into another lane. The incident report says there was 12-pack of beer on the floor, and 10 of the beers were nearly empty. The report says Mencia Ramirez had an open bottle between his legs, exhibited signs of intoxication, and failed the sobriety test. He faces charges, including driving under the influence and, again, being a dumbass. So, hey, you learned something today. If you get pulled over, don't drink the Axe body spray. It's not going to help.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I mean, I remember one time I smelled like weed because I smoked before work.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a long drive. This is when I worked at the bank in Hallandale.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help it. I had to fire up the bowl.
Of course.
And I had nothing to do, but I took the air freshener of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbed it all over me.
There you go.
That worked.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well,
yeah,
it worked enough.
It worked enough.
You're here today to tell the story.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
All right.
I want to thank Minda for joining me today.
Yeah, I'm never sitting here again.
You don't
like
that
spot? The fact that I couldn't see myself on the monitor to make sure I didn't look jacked up has been preoccupying me the entire podcast.
You look great.
So, well, thanks for saying that.
You look great, yeah.
Who knows?
I look a lot of focus.
Well, I mean, look. I'm not saying I don't look great sometimes. I'm just saying I don't like to not being able to see it. You know, you get one little weird hair right here.
I look good.
I could do that for the whole podcast. I'd have no idea.
Yeah, it was good, though.
All right, good.
Anyway, we'll be back next week with all new shows. Don't forget, on Friday or Saturday, I'll be at the Cricket Comedy Club, which is in Oakland Park, VFW. Go to Cricket Comedy on Facebook to get more details and get your tickets. Next week, I'm going to be at Spill the Beans Comedy Club at Underground's Coffee House on Saturday. Don't forget that I'm going to be in Zanies in St. Charles headlining the 18th to the 19th, and then Zanies in downtown Chicago from the 22nd to the 28th.
All right.
All day, all week, 2 weeks in Chicago, man.
Wow.
Going to get some deep dish pizza.
Yeah?
Fucking can't wait.
Okay.
Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous, and follow our show at Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie, and join our fan page on Facebook. What you got?
You can hit me up on any social page at Minda is Awesome, and you know, last Saturday of the month is this month at Comedy Basement. We have our show.
Perry Sack.
Headliner Perry Sack breaking into the headlining role.
Good
we
for
are
him.
Excited to get him up there. He always does great as a feature.
Right.
And you know what?
He's to break through that ceiling.
He's been doing it long enough
that
he can easily tackle this with no problem. So, you know.
He just needs to stop looking down after he tells a punchline.
Well, whatever he
My
needs
advice,
to do, I'm going to say this. He usually does a phenomenal job, and we are expecting him to deliver this weekend. And I hate to say this. I think our feature is Fat Chops. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's who's featuring. And Dan Casso's on the show, and it's going to be a great show.
I got to hang with Dan last night at the Buddha Robot, I should say.
Oh, yeah, our host, Jay Guy. That's
Jay
it.
Guy.
So, but headliner Perry Sack, come out and see him. He'll be happy to see you.
Yeah, he will.
And at Comedy Basement Show on any social channel, get your tickets on Eventbrite.
There you go, guys. Thanks for listening and watching. Guess what? We'll be back next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
Okay. Take it easy.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the same.
top imagination. To the door, to the world, I'm another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the truth.